Good day. I'm Anjue James Soyez with JRS Media News for Monday, March 12. Coming up, government to strengthen tax compliance, new police station for Port Maria, and Black River High to get new classrooms. The news in detail after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's oil and gas exploration program, which started in 2014, is now at an advanced stage. Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey of Jamaica's south coast in March 2018 to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. The survey will have minimal impact on the marine environment, as marine mammal observers will be on board the vessel, and they have the authority to stop the survey if they believe there's any risk to marine life. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. Finance and Public Service Minister Ole Shaw says he expects the government to meet all future International Monetary Fund IMF fiscal targets in spite of the decision not to introduce new taxes to finance the 2018-19 budget. He says the government will continue to place considerable emphasis on fiscal consolidation, discipline and responsibility, noting that measures will be instituted to plug revenue losses, particularly at the ports.
I'm seeking to have literally 100% scanning of all containers coming into the country with state-of-the-art scanning equipment. We're going to cut down on the corruption. We're going to cut down on the illegal importation of a lot of things like cigarettes and other things that are coming in and are robbing the country of revenue.
Minister Shaw was responding to questions from journalists at the Joint Government of Jamaica IMF press conference at the office of the Prime Minister on Friday. He says based on the results of similar interventions at ports in other jurisdictions, customs revenues could increase by 20-40% if more scans are conducted. The Senate has approved the Protection of Geographical Indications GIS bill, which seeks to provide a stronger level of protection for goods made locally. Geographical indicators can be placed on goods where a given quality or reputation is essentially attributable to its geographical origin. The Act passed with three amendments will amend the Principal Act 2004 and the Protection of Geographical Regulations Act 2009 to protect the Jamaican brand from abuse by foreign companies and countries that wish to falsely brand goods as similar to those made locally.
What we're seeking to do is to protect the Jamaican-ness of certain products. We must always remember that jerk seasoning, coffee, rum, all of these Jamaican products are things which need protecting.
Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kumina Johnson-Smith piloting the passage of the bill in Senate Friday. Among the provisions of the legislation is the extension of protection to all goods, including wines and spirits. The bill received support from both sides of the Senate. Ground has been broken for the construction of a new police station in Port Maria, St. Mary. The new building will feature three floors and will house the headquarters for the Area 2 Division, which encompasses the parishes of St. Mary, St. Anne, and Portland. The 18-month construction project is set to begin on May 7 by the National Housing Trust, NHT, at a cost of $60 million. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the project follows instructions from Prime Minister Andrew Holness for the NHT to build and repair police stations within 10 miles of housing schemes. The new police station will be located in the vicinity of the Frontier and Trial housing developments.
He has also asked the NHT going forward that they must begin to look at not only building schemes, but begin to build communities.
Minister Montague was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new police station recently. And new classrooms are to be constructed at Black River High School in St. Elizabeth and Fair Prospect Primary School in Portland as part of the government's ongoing plans to eliminate the shift system. Black River High will receive four classrooms, while Fair Prospect Primary will receive two under the $31 million initiative.
So this investment and this partnership between the government of Japan through the grassroots initiative is very timely. Both Black River High and Fair Prospect Primary are in fact in need of support. You've heard before that we intend to work further, and it's on our budget for us to do the full work to build out the additional capacity at Black River High School so you guys can come off the shift.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reed. The project is being undertaken with grant funding from the Government of Japan under its Japan Grassroots Human Security Project. That was JIS News. I'm Anjue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.